We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Overnight America. Had a really good, fun interview that first hour, if you missed it, with Phil Parrish, who's with Capes and Lunatics podcast, The Time Superman Ran for President. Find that. It's online now. You can actually go get it if you want to go check out that part. If you missed it, download it at KMOX.com/overnight, or you can follow me on Twitter at Ryan Recker. We'll get a link up there, too. A couple of good interviews coming up this hour, too, from this week. Let me get to Ty, who's calling in from Texas. Hey, Ty, what's going on?
Hey, Ryan. This is the second time I've spoken with you. I'm the trucker down here in Texas.
Oh, not bad. How's life?
Not bad. No, I'm good. Busy. I got a load from Ashdown, Arkansas, going to Irving, Texas, and the temperature here is 26 degrees.
Oh, wow. That's cold for Texas. Yeah, it's cold up here, too.
Yeah, it is. But I tell you, man, I couldn't stop laughing. You made me cry because of the description about this huge spider.
Oh, so gross. If you can see this thing, it's huge.
I want to see it, but I can't do it because I'm driving.
Yeah.
And I have a phone, a voice-activated phone, so I can just do this.
Oh, it's the size of your steering wheel. Just think about it that way.
I know. Okay, well, I have two things that happened. Last summer, in the midst of summer, I have a shed and a barn. I was going back and forth doing things. And I came across, I already knew that there's an ant pile. There's ants everywhere out here. And we don't have regular dirt. We have that sandy loam.
Oh, yeah,
you know, it's not like black dirt. So I'm walking back, and this time I see something. It's black, and I thought, I don't know what that was. I walked up to it, and it was a freaking beetle as big as your thumb, but wider than your thumb.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, I just jumped back.
Of course.
My little puppy dog came up there and looked at it, and he just backed off, too. Well, we didn't want to mess with it. I didn't kill it. I just let it do its thing, you know?
Oh, they got all kinds of problems. We actually, a couple of friends, and we drove down from Michigan to Texas. We did this road trip to visit some of their family down there. And we went out to their back porch, and I didn't put shoes on. And they said, bad idea. Here in Texas, you always put shoes on when you go outside.
Right.
You don't know what you're going to encounter.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but I just got, and then I have another one, too. But I got to tell you again, you just made me laugh the way you said, you squirm, and I'm not doing this. No way. And then the spider on the wall with the cup over it, my word. Okay, the second one, we have these, you know, Daddy Long Legs, right?
Oh, of course,
well, my wife works for the Red River Army Depot there in New Boston. And she's doing her thing, you know, sitting at her desk. And on the bottom of her chair was a Daddy Long Leg, but it was a big one. It was half of your hand. It was like the alpha of it.
Oh,
it had crawled up the back of her chair.
The lady
next to her says, Kay, don't move. And my wife looks at her and says, why? There's a spider on you. Well, when she said that, my wife, Kay, just jumped up. When she jumped up, the seat went back, and the thing fell on the floor, and it takes off running, and they're trying to step on it. It was just so, so funny.
Oh,
well,
man.
I tell you, Ryan, but your description earlier made me squirm, too. I'm like, man, oh.
You know what they say, too? Sometimes we found this one giant spider at our house, nowhere near these other descriptions we've seen.
Okay.
And they say some of these spiders are harmless. They're like, oh, it's no big deal.
Right.
Just leave them alone. No. Yep. I'm not leaving that thing alone. I'm not letting it be. So there was one time I played this on the show, and I don't know if I still have the audio, but my wife called me and said the spider was on our back sliding glass door of the house. Back door. And I said, honey, you have to go and kill it. I said, there's no option. We don't want that thing lingering around because the worst thing is it disappears and we don't know. What if it gets in the
house?
So I said, honey, I'm sorry I'm here at work, but you have to do it. So I ran in the studio. I recorded her. She went out through the garage over to the side of the house, behind the back of the house, and I said, get my spider killing stick, which is this wooden stick I keep in the garage. And she goes from a distance, she gets this thing, and she is freaking out. Oh, I can't believe I'm doing this. This is the worst thing I've ever had to do. And she's mad I'm not there to do it. And you got to be so careful. And luckily she did it.
Yeah, you do. Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Thanks,
wow,
Ty.
Okay, yeah, man. Thank you. You know, I listen to you every night, dude.
Awesome,
except
man.
On the weekends when you're off.
Yeah.
Man, you rule. You're a star.
Thanks, Ty. Good to hear from you. Appreciate that.
All right, man. Take care, buddy.
Wow, driving truck down in Texas. Here's a little trick I've learned, too, and I have to do this around the house when it comes to any bugs that get in, you know, get a little whatever. I don't tell my wife when I see one. This is what you got to do. You don't say anything because she'll get really excited and scared over it. You go and you get a paper towel. I'm done with using tissues. You get something thicker like a paper towel. Because you know what I hate doing is when you get one and then you can feel like crushing its bones or vertebrae or whatever. I don't want that. So you got to get a paper towel, something thicker. And you just do it, you grab it, and you be done with it. And then that way, she doesn't even know. And if after the fact she says, hey, what are you doing? You say, oh, I just caught a bug. Then she's not on high alert after that point, knowing you just got it. It's better for you to find it and catch it immediately than to let it linger around, walk around, and then eventually find its way into your mouth when you're sleeping. That's my philosophy. Oh, so gross. We had a couple of interviews this week. I didn't get a chance. I'm going to replay them because I thought they were good. So there's one we're going to be talking to an Oklahoma insurance adjuster. Her name is Kelly Dexter. And she brought up a point, which is when all of these cars are self-driving, what is that going to do for your premiums? What if you decide not to drive a self-driving car? What if you decide to go old-fashioned? I don't want this self-driving vehicle. What's that going to mean for your insurance premiums? Oh, you may be surprised. It'll probably go up big time. Or if you want to talk spiders, I guess we can do that too. Hour of spiders here. It's Overnight America, KMOX. Welcome back to Overnight America. All right, so I'm going to get made fun of by Joy here over in Florissant. Hey, Joy, what's going on?
Oh, hey, yeah, you're going to get made fun of.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. I hope you don't think all spiders are bad.
Oh yeah, no, I want them all gone.
See, that is, I'm sorry, I hope you don't give that to your son.
None in the house. How about this? None in the house.
Do you know what? I allow spiders in my house unless I don't know what they are.
Wait.
You know, but these little fly spiders, I haven't had a mosquito in my house in 40 years.
Aren't you afraid that the spider's going to climb into your mouth when you're sleeping?
I don't have my mouth open when I'm sleeping.
Oh, you have to wear a mouth guard or something.
That must be one of these guy things.
One of these irrational fears that never really happen. All right, so how many spiders would you estimate you have in your house at any given time?
A few years ago, these little yellow ones, I probably had about 7 or 8.
Oh. Did you name them?
The only one, if I don't know what they are, because I've got 2 dogs, I can't let them bite them.
Okay. Wait, you have spiders in your house and you let them stay in there?
Yeah.
Do you name them?
No, I've never named them. I just, just let them be.
Best.
They don't, if they don't hurt you,
Yeah.
They kill mosquitoes.
Uh-huh.
Mosquitoes have more germs than they do.
Do you need 8 of spiders in the house in order to kill the mosquitoes?
It takes care of them, doesn't it?
How in the world do you get all those mosquitoes in your house that you need that many spiders to take care of it?
Well, every time you open up the door.
Yeah, but that's got to be a lot of mosquitoes bum rushing in your house at any time. I can't say that I have a lot of active mosquitoes. Every year, I may kill 1 or 2 mosquitoes around the house. It's not that many.
Maybe because you have spiders you don't know about.
Oh, don't say that, Joy. That's not the case.
No,
not the case.
I'm sorry. My kid, who's 6'2", he's afraid of them, too.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I don't want to. I just want to smash them all. I don't have any love for spiders.
No.
And my son is with me on that. He doesn't mind going around killing spiders.
You better tell him to be careful smashing spiders because he doesn't know what kind he's going to be smashing, too.
Mm. From a distance.
You've got to read about them so you know what they are. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I have a spider smashing stick that keeps you at just a distance away. You don't have to worry about coming in contact with these things. You just have to be...
What is that, one of those hands that go...
You ever seen... I've seen some photos online. I don't watch The Walking Dead, but it looks like a baseball bat with barbed wire wrapped around it.
Oh my God.
And there's some loose nails and things in there, too. it's not that bad,
like,
but it's close.
Spiders and snakes, either, do you?
Snakes? No, I don't do well with snakes. They can stay away from me, too. Lizards, none of that stuff.
I think this is a male thing.
What, guys don't like this? Normally, young boys have a fascination with this sort of thing. Like, they want to play with snakes and lizards and stuff, or frogs. Nope, I didn't want any of that.
Well, you know what? When my son was young, he and his friends found a blue racer.
And what's that?
Which is a snake.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And they thought they would scare the heck out of me with it. And I said, give it to me.
What do you mean,
and
give it
I
to me?
And I held it, you know, and it's like, that freaked them out. It's like, why aren't you afraid of it? It's because you respect them.
Mm. So did you step up after that? Did you find, you like put it around your neck like you're wearing it, like a
it
scarf?
Wasn't that big.
Oh, okay. Nothing like that. It's not a boa constrictor. You're Jake the Snake.
No, I would, though. If it had been, I would. I love snakes. I love snakes. I love spiders. I love sharks, but I respect them all. And I think that's the difference.
If you had to punch a shark, would you?
No, because I respect them enough not to get that far into the ocean.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow, you have
quite a... Because the little ones can bite, too, you know?
What happens when you go to the zoo? Do the animals come up and talk to you like Dr. Doolittle? You have all of this relationship with all of them.
No, but I like the herpetology place the best. I love to watch snakes. I mean, I'm sorry.
Is that what that's
I'm
called?
I'm sorry if I'm not a woman, you know.
Is that what it's called, herpetology?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, how about that?
Herpetology is like the reptile house.
I even feel uncomfortable going into the butterfly part of it.
Well, you never know. Butterflies can really get you.
Can they? Oh, why did you ruin that for me too, Joy? What do you mean butterflies can get you?
Go down to South America and see if they,
These prehistoric butterflies. So the ones that they have at the zoo or the butterfly house, stuff like that, I don't have to worry about that, do I?
Oh, I wouldn't think so.
I better not have to worry about that.
Have you ever seen Mothra?
No, what's that? Oh, is that like the Godzilla thing?
Japanese movie?
Yeah, didn't Godzilla fight him?
It fought everything, you know. No, that was funny. I'm sorry.
Oh, but, my goodness. I'm going to have the exterminator come over and just take care of everything in the house tomorrow. I'm just going to bug bomb the entire house just because of you, Joy. You scared me.
I am so upset with you right now.
Well, you scared me. You said that they could be in my house right now, and I don't even know it.
Well, they say you're never 10 feet away from a spider.
What? Yep. Even right now? No. Yep. Where are the spiders? They're hidden, probably dead inside the
They're hiding.
Floors.
They're doing their jobs.
Yeah. Thanks, Joy. You're not making things better. So when I can't sleep tonight, I'll be thinking of you.
Only good thoughts.
Only good thoughts. Have a great night, Joy.
You too. Love your show.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So now you know. I don't want anything to do with them. Oh, bug talk with Tina. What's going on, Tina?
Ryan.
Yes.
You're making me want to change the channel.
Are you squirming too?
Oh, God.
I don't do well with the spiders
man.
And the snakes and stuff.
It's, I have a phobia really, really bad. It's so bad that I'm seriously looking for a hypnotist to help me with it right now.
Wow, really?
This started about a year ago. Because I walk in the evenings, or I did in the basement on my treadmill. The house is getting older and it needs painted, and we're going to get it painted and fixed. So I guess there's a lot of little openings in the house where the bugs are getting in. So it kind of started last year, but I just can't tolerate bugs at all. So I'm on the treadmill, and something just told me to turn my head around.
Okay.
I was walking because I had the TV in front of me. I don't know why I turned my head at that moment, and I saw the biggest, ugliest bug I've ever seen in my life scurry across the back wall.
Ooh, it was like a millipede style bug like that?
It was a centipede.
Centipede?
I found out it was a centipede, and I have been researching it for a year, and so we hired like this
researching
bug.
For a year.
Yeah, I've totally gone on the deep end with these bugs. So we hired this service to come in every couple months for a year, and that didn't. It worked a little. That's why I love winter, because there's no bugs.
Oh, so that's the trade-off for you is worth it.
Right, but, you know, spring's coming, and I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to be back. We don't have the house painted yet, and the centipedes.
So you know they're coming.
I've researched them, and apparently if they're in your house, and if it's that big, it's been eating in my home.
So they're getting larger. You're going to have another pet. Oh, my goodness.
I did find a couple, like, teensy-weensy baby ones, like in October and November, and I was furiously mad. So if anybody out there knows what you can do for that bug, because I've had nightmares about it. I don't know why. I just hate that bug.
Have you called in on Saturday morning? Have you called in Saturday morning here on KMOX where they do the call-in shows?
No, I'm never awake.
Yeah, they have. Well, they have these. They'll do the home improvement shows and the gardening show. I bet you either of them would know what to do. I just don't know what to do. I don't know about you, but when we start talking about this, does your arms and like your body get itchy?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, I keep scratching my arms.
That's why I'm telling you, I have to see a hypnotist because
my sides and everything's itchy.
The guy that came over with the bug company, he came in my bedroom because I thought I had bed bugs. He tore my bed apart.
Yeah.
And he goes, you don't have bed bugs. You have, I guess it's like, it kind of takes over your brain and your mind when you think about it too much because I've become paranoid about it.
Oh,
I know
I
sound like a crazy person, but I hate bugs, so.
Tina, I don't know. So you got to get a hypnotist or something to calm you down. So,
yeah, and you're talking about these spiders
and you're
tonight,
thinking about them everywhere.
Oh my God.
So it doesn't help when I say that they'll crawl into your mouth when you're sleeping. Like, that doesn't help at all, does it?
Oh my God. I was having a fit when you were saying that. You know, spiders do eat other bugs, though, in your home. And that is the good thing about them.
Do you want more spiders? Is that what you want?
No, heck no. I don't want any bugs.
You know what you actually need is a bat. Have you considered getting a bat in your house? Yeah, like a bat just hanging from your ceiling.
A fucking bat?
That bat will take care of all the bugs.
I thought you meant a bat that flies around.
No, exactly. That kind of bat. Yeah, we're talking like the animal that will hang from your ceiling and it'll just fly around and eat all the bugs in your house.
Would you like a bat in your house?
What? Say that again?
Would you like a bat in your house?
No, but if I had a problem with bugs, I might consider it because that would do it.
Well, I don't know if I have a problem. I won't know till spring comes, but if I see one of those, I don't know. Anyway, I love the Three Stooges, by the way.
Oh, good.
Can I do my little rendition of what's his name?
Please.
What's his name? You know, the real sweet one.
What, Chimp?
Curly.
Curly? Oh, Curly, yeah.
Okay. Wait a minute, that's not good. Boy, it must be late for me to be doing this. I usually do it really well. It's not coming out good tonight.
I know, you're distracted. Yeah, you're distracted and worked up. How about anytime you want to do a Curly impersonation? That's not too bad. You let me know. And please relax. And don't sleep with the covers over your mouth tonight, you know, with like you're hiding underneath them like it's a camp, you know, like it's a spooky story or something like that. All right, Tina, thank you for that.
Right.
And best
you
of luck.
You have a great night, okay?
I swear, my whole body is itching just thinking about this thing.
I know.
Ugh. All right, have a great night.
I hear you.
All right, bye. It doesn't mean I'm not afraid to go out and kill these spiders. I mean, I'm out there because, you know, you got to take care of business. So, producer Ben, you found the spider story? Yeah. Oh, that's the call with my wife. We might play that after the break. Let me go to break now. When we had our previous call, was it, CJ that called in? Oh, Ty. When Ty called in, I mentioned there was a time where I was here at work and there was this giant spider in the back door. We have a sliding glass door and going out to the backyard. And I said, honey, you got to kill it. because it's better to know it's dead than to wonder if it's alive and where is it, not knowing where it is. So I said, you got to go get my spider killing stick and you got to go around and you got to do it. So producer Ben found the audio where we played that on the show because I recorded her on the phone. All right, you know, let's play it next. Why not? It's Overnight America, KMOX. Oh, so producer Ben found the clip. Oh, you're going to enjoy this. Oh, you're really going to enjoy this. So before the break and at the start of the hour, we took a call from Ty, who's a truck driver. And Ty, I know you're still listening, driving around, doing your thing, man. And I mentioned to him there was a time when I was here at work and my wife called me frantically saying, oh, there was some extra one put in there. But there was one where my wife gives me a call and says, hey, there's a giant spider in the back window. What am I supposed to do? Can you come home and kill it? I'm like, no, I'm here. I'm at work. I can't just leave work to come kill a spider. You're going to have to do it. So I talked her into it and I said, honey, I know you can do it. I know you can do it. She had a very hard time doing it. She really didn't want to do it. But I said, it's better for you to kill it knowing it's dead than for you to let it go and not know where it goes. Like, how would you like to find this thing randomly inside the house? You got to go kill it because you can at least confirm that you do the kill. So I said, okay, I'm going to go run into the other room. Let's record and I'll walk you through this. So I recorded her killing this giant spider. And this is how it went down.
Hey, do I use this wasp and hornet killer?
Yes.
Are you sure that'll kill it?
You know, it's high potent stuff. You can spray it from a pretty long distance. It's got like a, I don't know, 20 feet almost on this thing.
So I have to worry about it being on the door frame?
Well, it's going to rain some more, so that'll probably wash it off. I mean, I could wash it some more.
Maybe in the morning you can spray it down or something.
Hose it down?
Do you have anything like a spider killing stick like we used to have?
A spider killing stick? Like, what do you mean? Like a broom handle?
Okay, I see one right here. I'm going to take it with me.
Just for backup?
Just in case it runs.
If it runs towards you?
Yes, I'm so scared.
All right.
I've never seen a spider so big. I'm serious.
I'm not going to lie. That's about the size of that spider I found inside the house that time. The one I had to vacuum up. I was so nervous.
Here or in Indiana?
Here. I don't know where these things are breeding, but we're going to have to put down some spider traps or something, which just might be mouse traps. At this point, they're so big.
Okay, hold on.
All right, so you're going around the house right now?
Well, I'm locking the door and then,
what if you need to get fast inside the door like the thing chases you?
What are you talking about?
If the thing chases you across the house, if you have to get in the door real quick, it'll be like a horror movie. You're trying to fumble with your keys to get back in.
It's not going to chase me around to the front of the house.
Are you sure about that? The thing's pretty big. It looks like it could run. Okay, so you have your spider-killing stick and the wasp spray.
Yes. I'm going to the backyard, and I'm super scared.
Good thing you saw it ahead of time. Did you scream?
I just went, ugh, and I was about to push the lock, and it was like right by where you push the lock to open the screen door. And
yeah.
It's like right by your hand. So I got to shake this stuff, or what do I do with
it? Yeah, shake it up. Make sure you're pointing it in the right direction, okay? So you don't want to...
Oh, my goodness, Ryan. I can see it from, like, clear down here.
Well, that's the thing. Well, keep in mind, this thing sprays far, so keep your distance. What do you want to do?
I'm just going to spray it, and then I might drop my phone.
Don't drop your phone.
I just don't know. I don't know.
All right, so do you want to go first with the stick? You don't want to do the stick. You just want to spray
I'm spraying it.
Yeah, you want the thing to get as much wasp spray on it as possible.
How far away can I be?
You can be
5 feet? Oh.
You can be real far. You can be to the...
Oh, it's running.
Did you get it?
Oh, it's so gross. It's running. It's still moving, Ryan.
Did you get it?
No, I'm spraying right on it. It's still running.
Good.
It's all over the door. Oh, it's so big. Okay, I have to smash this thing. God, he's watching me from the door. It's running. It's so big. Okay.
Do it.
I'm going to stab it. I'm going to jab it now with the spider killing stick. Oh, it's kind of like dying now.
You only get one chance. Do it.
Oh, it's so nasty. I got it, but I got to get off the door frame. It's like kind of jammed in the corner now.
Wait, did you smash it in the door?
was I supposed to do? That's where it died.
Oh, I thought it ran. Okay, so now you got the carcass of this giant spider right in the door?
It's kind of like in the front where the screen door would shut on it.
Okay, can you scrape it off?
I tried to, but I'm not touching that thing.
Of course. Just leave it there for all of its friends to see.
Yeah, a warning. Don't come here. Oh, gross. Okay. Well, I did it.
You did it, honey. Good work.
Yeah, now I got to get back inside. Okay.
Is that the biggest spider you've ever seen?
Yeah, out in the wild, yes.
Oh, wow.
The zoo, you know, it's the only place I've ever seen one bigger would be at the zoo.
Honey, I'm proud of you. You did so good. You defended our child and our dog.
I just don't want to be afraid to go in the backyard from here on out, so at least it's dead.
Yeah, we got to keep an eye out for those bad boys. Congratulations, you did it. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
You can sleep well at night knowing that that bad boy is not going to be around trying to get in.
Oh, I couldn't tell you the chills that gave me when I saw it.
I don't know when that was from. Do you remember what date that was? May 8th, 2018? May 8th, 2018. All right, so it was a pretty big spider. Now, since then, I went out and I bought one of those, you know, you put your bug chemicals in and you can pump it and you can spray around the house. I bought one of those like little spray tanks, pressurized spray tanks. So I go around, I got the good stuff. I do the border control and then I'll spray. I got some other stuff I can spray around too for the yards. And that seems to do a pretty good job of killing the bugs before they get to the house. I'm happy with that. Okay. Happy with that. A couple of text messages. Tina texted in, "That's hilarious. Your poor wife sounds like a horror movie." You defended your child. That was funny. Oh, that's funny. You know, another text message came in. No name on this one. Says, if Tina has real centipedes, it is not good. They are highly venomous and some species can grow to 12 inches. Whew, Tina, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have read that out loud to you. Get yourself an exterminator. Don't worry about getting yourself a hypnotist at this point. I don't know. Do we have any exterminators that advertise with us? You know who is an exterminator, Tina? Alex Ferrario. Him and his dad, they do that sort of thing. Well, they don't exterminate. They do mostly yard stuff. But they do the bugs, too. Call Alex Ferrario. I bet he can help you, Tina. If you don't know who Alex is, I don't know if you catch. He does a lot of the Blues and Cardinals coverage here. I don't know if you're based on the overnight schedule. Sometimes, you know, our listeners don't start till midnight or so. Yeah, give Alex a text message during. He'll be on tonight. I think Chili's Week in Hockey starts at 8 o'clock tonight. Let me look at the schedule here. What's today? The 4th. Yeah, Chili's Week in Hockey, 8 o'clock. Give the same number a text message tonight with Alex. Let Alex know I got some bug problems. Can you help? Ryan Recker said to text in. All right. See, I'm just helping all thing. Yeah, Alex Ferrario. Text that the same line you're texting in on right now, tonight at 8 o'clock, when Alex is back in for Chili's Week in Hockey. Whew, see? Problem solved. See, I'm happy to help you here. Happy to help. You know, I was going to play this interview, and I'm still going to. We'll do this next. Kelly Dexter it's kind of a fascinating look with everyone talking about self-driving cars, and even Elon Musk and Tesla over the last couple of days have announced that they're going to come out with this $35,000 Tesla. And who knows, they may even close down the local Tesla dealership here in St. Louis or maybe just transform it into a service bay only because they're doing this direct buy stuff. It's kind of a weird thing. So what happens when all the cars are autonomous? What happens when every car on the road or a majority of them are on the road are out there driving on their own, making the decisions for you? What does that mean for your insurance premium? Will you still have insurance if everything works as planned? Do you still need it? Who's paying for it? What happens to the people that, for example, don't drive the autonomous cars? What's that going to mean for their insurance premium? We're going to talk about that next on Overnight America KMOX. Joining us now, former Assistant Commissioner of Communications for the Oklahoma Insurance Department, Kelly Dexter. Thank you so much for coming on to KMOX.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
A lot of people talk about the self-driving cars, it being the future. I'm one that's very hesitant. I'm not a fan of handing over my control of the vehicle. I don't want to do that. So I'm not. There's a lot of people that are comfortable doing that. And as you start to get more data, from what I'm understanding, there's a debate in the insurance community of what that's going to mean for people in insurance in the future. It may actually help lower or eliminate rates. Can you explain what you're seeing?
Right, absolutely. The insurance industry has been looking at this for a while. It's what they call a disruptor. It's something so big, so different, so major, it's going to affect every aspect of the auto insurance industry. So this is something they're very concerned about. They're spending a lot of money on research, and they're paying attention to all the new technology that's coming out because things are going to change for them. There's no doubt about it. You know, there's some varying opinions out there on how quick this is going to happen, but it is happening quicker than they anticipated. You know, maybe 75% of automobiles will be automated, yeah, almost fully automated by 2040, which
wow,
is crazy to me. You know, it's hard for us to wrap our heads around it, but I was at a seminar on this issue just a couple of years ago, and the presenter said that when elevators came out, they always had someone running the elevator, right?
Sure.
Well, then obviously the technology got better, and then you didn't need anybody to push the buttons for you or close the doors.
Mm-hmm.
People were afraid to run the elevator by themselves.
Interesting.
And it's something we don't even think about now. So
yeah,
it's gonna take a while for consumers to wrap their heads around that, but it is gonna be better for folks in the long run, safer vehicles, which do mean less accidents, but yeah, that means less need for insurance. They say 90% of accidents will be cut down on this, so insurers are gonna have to adjust.
You know, a lot of times you see these vehicles are actually worth more. Like if you were to go buy a self-driving mm-hmm. car today, you're finding that the costs are, if you find anything under 50 grand, you're pretty lucky for something like that. And it's pretty rudimentary compared to what the future looks like for these things. So how can you actually cut the cost, even though it's a higher, higher cost of, you know, repair or replacement, as that price continues to grow? Is it just that there's going to be fewer accidents, that the insurance pool itself doesn't need to have as much money in it?
Well, there'll be fewer accidents because machines and technology are more reliable than humans. You take the human equation out of it, you know, and is that person on their phone? Did they get enough sleep last night? You know, are they talking to other people in the car? Did they have something to drink? You take all that out of the equation and you're just relying on the software. So that is where the big shift is going to come, is that's much more predictable than human behavior.
Yeah. So is that just going to be replaced by other types of insurance? I mean, like, let's say there's going to be, one's your standard, you're the driver insurance, but then there's going to be a different type of insurance for automated vehicles, and you're just going to find yourself having different ways to be insured in the future.
Well, there's always going to be that liability coverage that you're going to have, because there's so many questions out there that they're still kind of working through this chaotic middle, as they call it, but there's definitely going to be some products liability out there. So those liability laws are going to have to evolve, and the manufacturer in most cases is going to, you know, pick up the slack. They're the ones who are going to assume that liability. You've had some come out already and say that they will accept the liability if there are accidents from their vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, personally, all those drivers are going to still want to carry liability coverage because you just never know. But still, it is going to be drastically less than what people are paying now. But things are definitely going to evolve, and, you know, some people say the main school of thought out there is that the manufacturer will actually become the insurer. They're going to cut out the traditional insurance company as we know it. So people are going to go, they're going to buy their automated car,
mm-hmm.
and they're just going to add a little bit more to their monthly payments through the manufacturer, and the manufacturer is going to take care of that.
That scares me. Well, I'll tell you why. So Kelly Dexter joining us, former Assistant Commissioner of Communications for the Oklahoma Insurance Department. This is why it scares me. Essentially, that's created a monopoly for the self-driving car industry. If you say, yeah, we're going to help you insure it and we're going to do it at a lower cost, and you have all these other people get themselves out of the pool of what they're paying into insurance, and the only people paying insurance are the ones that don't have automated cars, that's going to make their rate skyrocket. So it's going to discourage people from doing anything but self-driving cars. That almost seems like they would be creating this demand that would force everyone into a self-driving car if they like it or not, just because they can't insure their vehicle otherwise or afford to.
Right. And that's, you know, sort of one of the, you know, odd things about this transition is we're going to have both the fully automated, the semi-automated cars, which we have now, and then the old school plain Jane cars. So you're going to have a mix of both for a while. And so people are going to have to really make sure they're talking to their insurance carrier now, their agent, to make sure that they're adequately covered. But there's so many questions out there. But it'll be interesting to see exactly how it plays out. There's also a school of thought out there that over the next decade or so, most people won't have personal cars. They're going to have, everyone's going, mobility is so important now. That's why you see Google and Waymo and Uber, these companies out there who are working on these fully automated fleets of cars. So, you know, you don't have to buy your own personal car. You can just call up Uber and their automated car is going to come pick you up and take you wherever you need to go.
You know, how much cheaper are we talking in the future? So when you say insurance rates could go down because of something like this, like, well, how much would it go down?
It's really hard to say because insurance companies base those rates off experience, and there's no experience yet to base it off of. But, you know, it's right now it's a $250 billion industry.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money. You know, but people are going to see pretty big reduction in it. It's hard to put a number on it right now because there's still so much to figure out. But, your insurance will be less.
Would you say more than half of what they would be paying right now?
Potentially.
Oh,
potentially.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what about now? Do you get any breaks if you have a self-driving car? And let's say like the lane assist, and you see some of the like early adaptations of it that's already available in some of the newer vehicles. Do you get any insurance discounts through any of the insurance agencies now for things like that?
Well, you know, it's based off so many things, but make and model and safety features like that, yes, are definitely factored into the premium. So, yeah, the safer the car is that you are purchasing, that's going to help, assuming all those other factors are good to you. You're a good driver and some of those other things that go into it, but it definitely can help.
Do you wish that we had Jetson-style flying cars? Do you wish that we were going in that direction?
Oh, flying cars. I'm already trying to get used to cars with wheels where I don't have to touch anything. Now you're taking me to the Jetson car. What I wanted from the Jetsons was where they would walk in that little box and they would come out and their hair and makeup and would be done and their clothes or outfits would be put together. That's what I always want.
Yeah,
I don't even know if you
might not even have to walk anywhere. You're on a conveyor belt. They just kind of like suck you through the line.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything.
Yeah,
that was what a crazy time to be alive. You know, it's 2019 and we're talking about, you said by 2040 is when they're predicting a majority of the vehicles would be fully automated on the streets.
75%. Here's a couple of things that will blow your mind. A survey of experts on autonomous vehicles believes that rearview mirrors, horns, and emergency brakes will no longer be in vehicles by 2030.
Whoa.
That's 10 years.
No more emergency brakes?
No more emergency brakes.
Oh, that's
and then
weird.
Just 5 years later, they predict no steering wheel, no gas or brake pedals.
Oh, man.
By 2035.
Makes me so nervous. I have such a hard time giving up the control. It makes me so nervous hearing that. So I'm going to be driving a 40-year-old vehicle in 2040, basically.
Yeah, it'll be weird to have, you know, both types of vehicles on the road. And it's going to take a while for people to wrap their heads around it. When I was at one of these education seminars on this, the speaker said, who out there has an infant right now? So, you know, a third of the room holds up their hand and he says, your babies will not drive cars.
Mm.
They will not know how to drive. And that blew my mind.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
You have kids?
Yep. I have a 4-year-old and I have an 8-month-old. And I'm in the garage in my car that's half semi-automated.
Uh-huh.
So they don't bother me.
I have a 4-year-old as well. And it's weird to think that he won't drive a vehicle in the future. He loves like the little power wheel things. He loves the idea of driving. And it's weird to think he won't in the future. I guess he'll have to get a motorcycle or something.
Oh, gosh, that's really scary.
It's even worse. I know. It scares me even more. You don't know how they drive here in St. Louis. It's insane. All right, so if people want to maybe educate themselves more on this, or if they want to figure out more of the things you're talking about, where can they look? Like, where would you point them?
There's a couple of good resources out there. The Insurance Information Institute is really good, and they put things together in a way that's easy to understand because insurance is very complicated. Their website is iii.org.
Okay.
So that's probably the place I would go to.
Former Assistant Commissioner of Communications for the Oklahoma Insurance Department, Kelly Dexter, had a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for breaking this down for us here on KMOX.
Happy to help. Have a good one.
She joins us on the GL International Realty Guest Line. Crazy how that works out, isn't it? Self-driving cars, self-flying cars, before we know it. Everyone, there's these certain trends that are out there. Everyone says this is the way it's going to go. I don't know. I feel like there's going to be a lot of people that resist it. I would be one of them, too. You know, last week on Thursday, Tesla made the announcement on the $35,000 electric car. It's pretty much going bargain basement on an electric car. I don't know how they're going to do it. In the past, he said, I'm getting this from Slate, which is a write-up on this, but it's written all over the place. Essentially, they talked about how in the world can you afford to do a $35,000 electric car and still make money. So Tesla is doing a couple of other things. They have some really high-end vehicles. They have a Model Y, which is apparently a more affordable SUV based on the Model 3 platform. And these things are going to be super expensive. Cost more than $60,000 if you want a long-range battery. If you, that's the Model 3 by itself, but this is the Model Y. In addition to the Model Y, Tesla fans have also been anxious waiting the news about the company's pickup truck. So really, they're just trying to hope to, I think, corner the market. Tesla's kind of like the Apple of cars. I've never been in a Tesla. I know people that are in them love them. I'm not a fanboy. So I don't know. Maybe they can win me over, but I don't see that happening. I don't like the idea of how much control they have over the vehicle after you purchase it. You think once you purchase something that you'd be able to do the things you want to, but they're not really big on to right to repair, and you can have some pretty big issues with the Tesla that you're not allowed to repair yourself without them disabling features on your car. It's actually pretty scary. So there's that. Thanks to all the great text messages that came in through the overnight hours. In fact, a couple of different ways you can react when we're gone. Follow me on Twitter, at Ryan Recker. And if you miss any part of the show, it's really easy. If you have a computer or a smartphone, go to kmox.com/overnight. kmox.com/overnight is how you can get a direct link to this very radio program. But if you have podcasting, every smartphone has an app on it, or may I recommend the radio.com app. You can get it on there as well. You can just search for Overnight America and get it. All right, that does it for us tonight. We'll be back again tomorrow night after Chili's Weekend Hockey, where Alex Ferrario may give you some advice on how to spray for bugs around your house. That's if you're lucky. We'll see you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.